Ready, we'll go ahead and get started. It is 10:03. Sorry about that. Our last meeting ran a little long.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask your blessings over this meeting today. Be with our commissioners and our judge, that they make good and wise decisions for our county. And we give you the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Bunch of money, but for good causes. We will get started with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes at any time. Unless it is a factual statement of such, we cannot comment back to it. So we have anyone from the audience wish to address the court? Ms. Cheryl.
Cheryl Warren, Orange County, and I just have a question, and I know you're not supposed to answer them, but is the agenda submitted from other departments? They don't come from you? Okay, because I think I found an error in number four.
Okay, well, when we get to that item, we can do that. But yeah, everybody submits their stuff if they have a particular agenda item.
Okay.
They submit them to the office.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else in the audience? Anyone? Yes, sir. Name, where are you from? Wink up. But yeah, Mr. Young.
Good morning. My name is Preston Young, and I'm with the VFW Post 2775. I'm the junior vice commander. Number one, I want to just sit here and thank you guys for approving the funds for the VFW. I want to just go over our mission statement real quick. The VFW's mission is to foster camaraderie among veterans of overseas conflicts, serve veterans and their communities, and to advocate on behalf of all veterans. Its core purpose is to honor the dead by helping the living. Through veteran services, community services, national security, and strong national defense. I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for all y'all doing out there.
Thank you, VFW does. We appreciate y'all. Impressive. If you'll get Charlotte, she can help you out, figure out when he might be able to get that.
Yeah, check. I think, well, we have the letter and everything. All right, I have the letter today, so we're in good shape. Get that over to Ms. Penny. All right, thank you. Anyone else from the audience? Anyone in? Commissioner?
No, good, thank you.
Weekend before last, the Orange County Livestock Association held their livestock show and raised $91,000 for the children in their projects, animals and different 4-H projects. I'd like to commend those guys. I was hoping some of them hang around, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They were here for
an excellent program.
Yeah, they were here to stick around for a while.
Yep. Okay. Commissioner?
I'll let you talk about the pie in your face.
They did that all backwards, you know?
It's okay.
They did it. I don't know that we did it backwards. I think the pie came straight forward. Yes, sir.
I'm not going to touch it.
You're not going to touch it. Thank y'all. I think it touched enough already. But another great program. I can forget the total that it ended up being $70-something hundred is what they raised.
$77 was the last I heard.
Yeah, and then I think they ended up getting another $400 from me. But it still wasn't enough to put me over the top. But that's all right. It was worthy cause to take the pie. Every now and then, I still think I taste it. But it was a good deal to do that. But just so y'all know, I get to pick and got to pick the next person that follows me, just in case anyone doesn't know who that is right here. So
appreciate that, Jeff.
So you'll be able to
such
raise
great,
that money again. So
great
program
man.
To be able to feed some kids, and that's what it's all about. All right. Anyone else? All right. Then we will move forward to item number two, which is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending September 30th, 2025, and recording in the minutes of the court, A, approval of investments in the amount of $357,725.73. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $2,275,989.97. C, treasurer's report of revenues received and dispersed in accordance with the local government code 114.026 and affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And D, pledged security collateral for a total of $26,399,223.68. Summary as follows: Wells Fargo Bank of $19,758,819.73 and First Financial Bank of $6,640,403.95. And anything else you'd like to add, Ms. Christie?
Nothing.
Move accept.
Have a motion by one.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? All right. Item number three, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court the county treasurer's quarterly investment report as required by Public Funds Investment Act, Texas Government Code Chapter 2256. This report is for the quarter ending September 30th, 2025, and will be available for viewing on the county's website. Anything else you want to add to that, Ms. Christie?
No,
that's
just the last quarter off
of them together. Okay.
Motion.
Motion by three.
Second.
Second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number four, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court a direct deposit from the State Comptroller of Public Accounts in the amount of $664,306.94. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of July 2025 and have been accredited to the general operating fund. Anything else?
That should be August of 2025.
For the month of August, so if you correct your July to the August. All right. Was that your concern, Ms. Sheriff?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. All right, we have the correction on August. Any further detail? Any other communication? All in favor? I need somebody to say a motion.
Yeah.
I got a motion by two.
Second
by four. Further discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Keep things signature here. Item number five, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for October 14th, 2025. Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $87,811.09. Adult probation, $2,850.65. Airport, $2,121.85, for a total payment of $92,000. $783.59.
Have a motion by three, second by one. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding payment of October 21st, 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. I'm not going to read all of those. There's certainly a lot of numbers there. If there's any particular one that you want to ask questions about or any concerns about any one of them before we let Ms. Penny read the rest of it. So if you want to take a minute to review them. Tell me when y'all are ready to move.
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Number C.
Okay.
What is that? I thought that was the Bailey's Camp, or is this something different?
No, so that's a project. The commissioner talked to that a little bit. It's a peer project out of the Parks Funds money, and that was the engineering piece of
that. That was the engineering specs and drawings of the peer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have one question, Judge, about this Atlas Technical. Did we already do that? Is that something else that came up?
Which one?
The F. I thought we'd already paid that out.
They're continuing to do.
Yeah, it's a continuation of as they complete.
Okay. So they're still testing it?
Yes.
Okay. One question I have. Am I moving to pay the bill?
We have to let Ms. Penny go first.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah, everybody good? Okay, go ahead.
From the general fund, $745,787.28. Road and bridge, $63,166.75. Mosquito control, $3,206.34. Adult probation, $4,255.91. Airport, $2,365.27. Consolidated accounts, $12,500. ARPA, $7,775. For a total payment of $839,056.55. In addition to this, we have our quarterly state criminal costs and fees of $153,653.79.
Can you go ahead and pay the bills? This is another
option. All right, I have a motion number one.
Oh, hold on. Quarterly.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Now, any further discussion?
Yeah. Can you just talk a little bit about that last item, line item?
We collect fees for the state, and they are paid to the state quarterly. So we announce what we are paying to the state. They're their fees. We are just the collection agency for that.
And these are fees for
multiple items, but
yeah, it's court
costs,
court cost fees and all that. Yes. So we collect it from Texas state.
No, we collect it and we pay it to the state.
Okay. So there's a difference between county fees that we collect and then we get to keep those, but if it's a state criminal,
if it has
something,
a state criminal bill, it's
not
attached
necessarily
to
it. Criminal. It's yes. Both civil and criminal.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So we don't get to keep it all. I wish we did. Yeah, we have to pass it on to them. All right, so I have a motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number seven, discussion and possible action regarding line item transfer Orange County Jail from 001743575000. Equipment on inventory of $62,500 going to 001743575900. Equipment of $62,072 and 001743575995. Equipment between $2,000 and $4,999. $428. Purpose to move approved capital outlay for new jail camera system the proper line item and cover remaining amount for purchase of shredder due to the increased price on the quote. Anything you want to add to that, Chief? I saw.
Yes, sir. I was just moving that line item over to the correct line.
Okay, just moving it up. Right. Have a motion by four. Second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number eight, discussion and possible action regarding an engagement letter for Patilla Brown and Hill, LLP. Possible action may include authorizing the county auditor to sign the same. This is for our auditing purposes.
For what?
For our auditing purposes, our outside auditor.
Yeah, we're statutorily required to have an outside audit. And it's
every year.
Audit.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by four, second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number nine, discussion and possible action regarding an engagement letter from CapRisk Consulting Group to provide actuarial services related to the Orange County Retirement Plan for other than pension and post-employment benefits. Possible action may include authorization for the county auditor to sign the same. This is just our engagement letter to use this group.
We are also required by GASB in order to GASB 75 to do
this. Right. I have a motion by one, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding extending the prohibition or restriction on any outdoor burning in all or part of the unincorporated areas of the county. Last week, I imposed a burn ban. That burn ban expires today, has to be extended today by the court. If there is, I don't think we got any rain this weekend, which I think everybody was hoping we were going to get some rain. I knew we didn't whenever I was out of town. I knew we didn't whenever I didn't get 20 phone calls to lift it because we got some rain.
We can do that for 30 days?
We can, yeah, the court can do up to 30 days.
I move that we extend it 30 days unless otherwise the judge decides to.
Okay.
Can you
think of that? Extend to. Days. All right. I have a motion by three. I have a second by two to extend to 30 days in case if there is any weather event related to that that would change that, then I can lift it myself. But this keeps the weather us from having to do this every week. All right. Motion by three, second by two. Yes, ma'am.
We have received several phone calls in the office about barbecue. I know. I just wanted to put it out there for everybody to enjoy this with me.
Everybody ought to enjoy it. Are you getting addresses on where the barbecue's taking place?
Well, all I know is that she wanted to roast weenies and she wanted permission to do so.
There you go.
And as long as it's in a fire pit with a lid and a contained fire.
Yes. Yes. It cannot be an open fire pit. It has to be a barbecue pit of sorts.
Just want to put that
with a lid.
With a lid.
To remind everybody to be careful, we had a couple fires in Bowder yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we don't have a burn ban, they need to be careful.
Yeah, even when we don't have a burn ban, they need to be careful. Ms. Cheryl, yes, you want to?
And Kathy told me that you guys normally put a sign close by her house, and there wasn't a sign because she had a fire. Nobody told her. The day it was sprinkling at her house, she said she had no idea.
Yeah, I know the different fire departments put them out as well. We put out our four big signs on the main roadway.
She lives on Foreman. And she said there's always a sign. And
we'll just have to check and see.
Okay.
That'd be the West Orange.
West Orange Fire Department.
I noticed they're putting them on all kinds of signs.
They're putting them on posts and bottom posts. I mean, different fire departments are putting stuff out as well. So, all right, so I have a motion by three, second by two to extend for 30 days. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding the space leased between Orange County and Sabine Federal Credit Union. The five-year lease provides dedicated space for Sabine FCU ITM machine or ATM machine with the Orange County Administration Building. Possible action may include authorization for the county judge to sign the same.
Looks like it's up and ready.
Is it up and ready to roll? They were just waiting on our approval.
Yep.
And it is an
ITM.
It is an ITM?
Yes,
yeah,
so they can talk
about it.
So that wasn't me assuming that you made a typo and I just corrected it on my own?
Yeah.
You typoed the correction.
It is an Insta-teller.
An Insta-teller. There you go.
It's not an automatic teller.
So something.
It's like somebody in my family that just constantly takes my money. But
All right.
Motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor? Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the hotel occupancy tax funds allotment for fiscal year 2025-2026 from recommendations from the EDC board as discussed in the prior workshop.
So moved.
Hang on.
The three exceptions.
Well, I think we're just going to table the whole thing until we can get clarifications because that way we approve the final amount once.
Yeah.
All right. Is that good? We're good?
Okay. We already sent an email.
All right. Yes, please. Excellent.
Is that list somewhere online?
Yeah. Not yet.
Not yet.
It will be.
Yeah, once it's approved, it will be. Okay. All right, so we will table till next meeting.
We need to do it.
We have a motion for the table.
Second.
Motion by two, second by one. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. All right, item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding the Apprise Service Agreement Renewal Contract. This is the certification for the Savings Statewide Automated Victim Notification System and the VINE, which is the Victim Information and Notification Everyday Program, which alerts victims of offender release maintenance grant. This grant contract is between Orange County and the Office of the Attorney General of Texas, and all future reports pertaining to the contract for reporting purposes and covers the period from September 1st 2025 to August 31st, 2026. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or the judge pro tem to sign the same. Anything you want to add to that, Chief?
No, sir. It's just a recurring
deal. It's just our recurring deal. Yep.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
It's not in your folder. It's online.
Yeah, I'm going to find it. But I was afraid to correct for you to correct me again, so. All right. Item 14, discussion and possible action regarding entering a multi-jurisdictional and local agreement for Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force to participate in a combined task force funded by the Motor Vehicle Crime Prevention Authority of the State of Texas for fiscal year 2026 of the Senate Bill 2024 grant. Possible action may include authorized county judge, judge pro tem to sign the same. Chief? Same.
So that's the just a renewal. Motor vehicle task
yep.
Force. So same.
Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Item 15, discussion and possible action regarding entering a multi-jurisdictional and a local agreement for fiscal year 2026 Southeast Texas Auto Task Force to participate in a combined task force funded by the Motor Vehicle Crime Prevention Authority, State of Texas. Possible action may include authorized county judge and judge pro tem to sign the same.
Well, yeah. Number 14 is the SP224 grant. That's
yes.
Catalytic converter. And number 15 is the actual Auto Task Force.
Yeah.
They're named the same but funded separately.
Funded separately out of a different bill. One's SB 224. But it's the same thing.
So,
motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Judge, can I ask a question on that? I know you passed it. I just had a quick question on that auto task force thing.
Okay.
We have to send our customers to Beaumont to get their inspections done for auto theft.
as part of our process in some of our title transfers. Mm-hmm. Is there a way for Orange County to be able to offer that to our local?
We're working on that. We talked to the lieutenant in Beaumont, and we're working on grant funding possibly to bring that here.
They only do it one day a week, and it's 8 to 11, first come, first serve.
It'd be a lot.
It's a hassle.
The way I understand it, we do have funding out there, so there's a possibility of getting here.
Yeah, that would be great.
Is it the certification process that we have to do, or
it
is it just?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that would be nice if we could offer that here locally instead.
Yeah, because it's hard to send them over there, especially if it's during the day. I mean, it's during the week, only a certain time, no appointment, and so it delays their title transfer process.
All right. Good. Hopefully we can get that completed. All right. Number 16, discussion and possible action regarding an extension of terms for an interlocal cooperation contract for jail-based competency restoration services between Orange County and Spindletop Center for the period of September 1st, 2025 to August 31st, 2026. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Chief?
Yes, so this is the continuation of our interlocal agreement cooperation contract with Spindletop. We're required under Code of Criminal Procedure 46A to require this contract according to the Texas state law.
Motion by 2, second by 3. Any further discussion?
Yeah, can you explain what this is?
It's mental health.
Mental health? For the jail?
For the jail. For inmates, actually. We're required to screen inmates under the Texas land law. And then inmates leaving or coming in, we're required to make sure that we can screen them. We have a contract with Spindletop to do that, which they provide the mental health expertise.
Yeah, they have the mental health medical side of that to cover that for us.
Right, which we have two. Do we have two dedicated people for that?
We have one.
We just have one.
Yeah,
we pay for two vehicles last year?
We have one vehicle that we paid for last year. We have two select spots, one federal grant, one state grant. We've got a federal grant, the state grant, we still haven't hired anybody yet. So what he's talking about through the screening, if we have somebody that is assigned to the jail, once these inmates, you know, child were brought in, we screen them with a questionnaire. If they meet the criteria, then they'll go see this mental health specialist. They have mental health issues. Then they qualify to go see this mental health specialist prior to and then after they serve their time.
And is this person here in Orange?
Assigned to the Orange, yeah.
But are they in your office or are they in Beaumont and calling over?
No, they got an office here in Orange, mm-hmm. and they got an office in Beaumont. So they're back and forth, but they also go with our patrol mental health officer. So the screening is constant. If they meet the criteria, then they'll come in here and meet with these people that have mental health issues, but they're not in the jail full time.
So if they have mental health issues, where do you send them? Do they stay in the jail?
They get treated.
They get special treatment. We have, observation rooms. We keep them in. So they're getting looked at, evaluated. If they need medication, we give them medication. We give them their therapy, whatever they need. So it just depends on the person.
Okay.
Yeah. Sharon, do you have an idea what the percentage of your inmates might have mental health issues? I think the number's pretty high.
Majority. If we bring in 10 a night, there's probably, I get that email, 7 of them will be about. And what you got to look at is they come in there and say, have you ever had a thought of suicide before? And it's an intoxicated person. And they say, yeah, I'm thinking about that right now. Well, they're automatically selected to go see this mental health.
Yeah. I would say pretty much almost everyone that comes in gets a mental evaluation. And a lot of that, number one, is to protect the person, you know, from harming themselves. But it's also to protect us, because if we didn't go through those steps, and then something happens to those people, that's the first thing they question. Well, did y'all check on these people when they got here? So we err on the side of caution for sure.
We're required by law to check every inmate yes. that comes in, whatever they come in for. And, you know, if an intoxicated person comes in, they've never thought about killing themselves. I'm like, my wife's going to kill me. And remember, I'm going to check the box, and they're going to see if they'll help her.
Well, I could show you the emails that we both get on a daily basis.
What are we housing about 200 inmates right now?
Oh, well, more than that.
We are sitting in, we got a little high. We were sitting at about 250 last week. Now we're down to about 220, I think, today. So we like to keep that number under 200. I feel comfortable. Anytime we go over 200, when we get around 250, we have to open up another dorms, which requires us.
How many people get released daily on average?
It fluctuates between 5 to 10.
And every one of those has to have that done again before they leave.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a very expensive process.
It is.
And without a contract with somebody like Spinal Tap, we wouldn't be able to afford it through a private service.
Yeah,
or find somebody to do it.
Or, yeah. Well, there's people out here willing to do it. It's just expensive.
Two positions that can't hire one now.
It's expensive.
Those officers are professionals.
But I'm talking about that's the officer side. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Any further discussion? Motion by 2, second by 3. All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 17, discussion and possible action regarding revision 5 to extend terms to the interlocal cooperation agreement for jail service between Orange County and Spindletop Center. The amendment extends the existing agreement for 1 year from September 1st, 2025 to the August 31st, 2026 and will automatically renew on a year-to-year basis at the same amount as the initial term of the agreement. Possible action may include authorizing the judge or the judge pro tem to sign the same. And this is just our contract for that. Motion by 1, second by 2. Any further discussion?
Do you know the amount?
I do not have the amount. Do we have that on the bill? It fluctuates based off the services that they provide.
Okay.
Right. Any other discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 18, discussion and possible action regarding amendment number 1 of the interlocal cooperative contract agreement between Orange County and Spindletop Center for the additional mental health liaison program through the Department of Justice federal program. Effective dates are October 1st, 2025 to September 30th, 2026. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign. Motion by 3, second by 1. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
19, discussion and possible action regarding the interlocal cooperative agreement between Orange County and Spindletop Center for Mental Health Liaison Program through the state program. Effective date September 1st, 2025 to August 31st, 2026. Possible action may include county judge, judge pro tem to sign the same, and this is for the state program as opposed to the federal.
So moved.
Motion by 1, second by 2. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? A lot of contracts to renew at certain times of the year. All right, number 20, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Road and Bridge Department. They're at a conference, so this is a recurring item on our agenda monthly, so we'll have to reschedule that one.
Lots of roads being built. Lots of roads being built.
Election year.
Very busy.
All right. Item number 21, discussion and possible action received and act upon projects as presented by the Maintenance Department. And Kirk is fast.
Then the irony of that election year comment was neither one of the roads that are being built right now in precincts for the elections up.
Well, did y'all get my list?
County judge, those was all my.
That's right.
Did y'all get my list?
I did.
No,
looking good.
Have you heard?
He's waiting on a guy he knows to make a call.
I made a call. Two calls. And I thought it would have been done last month.
It seems to be in that certain spot at Entergy where it's in the process of where the paperwork is handed over to the engineers or the yeah.
I'll make another phone call because I was expecting to be done by then.
I'm waiting on that at the health clinic also.
You did hear about Florida Pathline.
Yeah, we're waiting on our health clinic to be hooked up as well, right? For that.
Yes.
I know they were boring last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we're
getting closer. All right, go ahead with your...
I mean, Commissioner Trahan has a real good story about the pipeline out there at Precinct 1. It's one of these things you can't make up.
I'm not sure that that's even legal, but they say it is. They say they're even extended 25 foot in the air, and Energy's line was going to sag within 4 inches of that 25 foot line. So then they were going to have to go through hoops and circles. And so I think Energy decided they were going to install taller poles to stay out of their 25 foot high easement.
Can't make it up.
I may have to bring a long stick in there to get
If Florida gas pipeline ever needs a favor, They're going to be in a bind.
I didn't know you could own airspace, but apparently they can.
Apparently so.
So our projects that I sent to y'all as listed is we're waiting on some, we still got to do the cement for 1442 to be able to get our lean-to. That's the lean-to to build for the furniture for the health clinic. And that's going to be also a multi-purpose lean-to for the future for any equipment that is, I hit a blank. No, it's climate control. I'm hitting a blank here. I must be getting old.
Yesterday when I went and voted in,
aren't we all?
The pod, Precinct 2 pod, when I voted, the election workers said, well, I wish y'all thought about putting another door into the bathrooms because people have to walk around through the kitchen to get to the bathrooms. That wall when you walk in, there's not a door till you get to the kitchen. It would have made sense to have a
door
in the middle.
Yeah, still on one side.
That might be a future project.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying add it, but if we haven't finished them, I haven't been in everybody else's pod.
It's all the same.
Yeah, they're all.
Yeah.
All the ones not framed about side of here.
But that is probably a good point.
Our biggest project that we got coming up on the 28th is going to be at transportation to get the transfer switch for the generator replaced. It got fried from probably a weather event. It fried the whole transfer switch, so the VA building and the transportation building, when we lose power for any specific reason, we don't have any power whatsoever. Generator still works, but the transfer switch won't transfer. So we're supposed to install that on the 28th.
Will it manually transfer?
No, sir.
What about the JP's Tubes office? Making that move, any of we looked at any more of that? I know you were working.
Well, I sent Chad a picture and Mark a picture, just a rough drawing, just to get some ideas, some feedback and all that. I have not received any feedback or anything from anybody. But looking at the building and after talking with you and the mark, our best spot is going to be on the south side of the VA building.
That's what I thought.
South side of the VA building?
Yeah, because our transportation in the VA.
Yeah.
Because the best thing about that spot is that our septic system is there.
Yeah, the utilities.
So it keeps all our, yeah, that makes it make it a lot easier for the sewer.
Mark feel like he could make that work in the county?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He figured roughly about 1,500 square feet, and this would give us about 2,000 square feet. So we have growth for expansion for the future.
Tell the other JPs.
So that would be just for the VA's office. So they would have a
separate.
Yes, it'd be totally separate on that side. The footprint would stay the same as far as the VA for JP2. We just have to do some work on the inside where the courtroom would be, and that would be about it.
That helps keep their privacy issues and anything else like that that would be coming in and out separate.
Just reconfiguring the whole building,
adding a couple of walls.
There's a housekeeping closet inside the big room where the courtroom would be, and those taking that out, freeing up more space inside the courtroom. There's no other walls inside that we've had to do anything to. It increases their footprint by 1,600 square feet. That would help the constable and the court.
I felt like it.
And the address would stay the same. Nobody would move, and would help out for the veteran.
Other than county court.
Yeah, the court. Yeah, that they would.
And we do need to, if we haven't reviewed that, we need to review that property, the D restrictions that are on the property that they would be moving from, going to. So they can.
Okay, I do have the deed.
Does that revert back to original owners? And if it does, do we need to send in a request to them for what direction we would need to go?
I'll look at the deed. I have the deed. Let's see what the language says on it.
Just look at that so we know ahead of time.
Okay. Do you want me to go through all this list, or do y'all have any specific questions on any of this stuff?
Unless y'all have specific
ones. General update on pods, I know where
the pod buildings, our biggest thing is we're coming up into winter. So we're going to have to do something with all our water wells. And we're going to build some sheds for all of them. And we're going to build one for the livestock, because all we had was it wrapped. And wrapping the tanks don't do any good. All they do is give a place for ants and all that to bed up, and it's bad. So we're just going to build buildings and put around all the water wells, so that way it don't freeze up.
Hey, I took one project off your table.
Well, you postponed it. You promised me that too. You did. You kept your word.
The end of the table, not to the off the table.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else have any other questions of Mr. Guidry?
That's good work, guys.
Oh, he does.
Guys,
excellent
really
stuff.
Good work.
Thank you.
Save us a lot of money. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
You're not
Wait, who said that?
I think everybody.
All right.
We'll see.
All right, got nothing else.
I didn't agree to 5 years.
All right, number 22, please for discussion and possible action to provide emergency funding for the cost of the ARCGIS cloud migration in the amount of $9,974.84. Miss Lisa, you are up.
Judge, Commissioners, this is, we are requesting approval to fund this from the Sheriff's Office funds. This is the ArcGIS cloud migration. There's no longer support for the desktop version, and so we have to pay for a year of support plus the migration to the cloud, which is $9,974.84.
Really, never any options, but we're
going to
vote on it anyway. So
we have to make it enough.
And can you authorize the judge to sign the agreement?
Yeah,
authorize the judge, or the judge pro tem to sign.
Thank you.
I have a motion by one, a second by four already.
Oh, we already.
Yeah, he already got it. Any further discussion? All in favor?
All right. Let's go to the next one. We don't have a choice on.
They're all the same. If you ever were looking for some opportunity or something to get involved in or have a career in, it would be technology, because they don't leave a lot of choices on the stuff that you have to do. All right, item number 23, please consider for discussion and possible action to provide emergency funding for the cost to replace the Spillman server, which has reached its end of life, and the Spillman software maintenance. Funding for the Spillman server can come from the MIS line item 001.105.52115. We are requesting the Spillman software maintenance come from contingency. Please authorize county judge to sign a maintenance agreement. I think we had a meeting yesterday afternoon, some discussion about that, to change that a little bit, to take that as opposed from contingency from the two departments, from one from the Sheriff's Department software program, and one from MIS instead of contingency, which I like a whole lot better at this point. I hate to hit contingency right off the first week out of the deal. I know that's what it's there for, but also I think this was an unforeseen item.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with software packages, and as lovely as they are. But I think that's the better plan, is to take it from the two accounts. So it would be from the Sheriff's software program and your MIS.
Yes.
Can you clarify on the record, when you say you all had a meeting, you mean you and the auditor and MIS and not Commissioner's Court?
Actually, let me clarify. It was two other commissioners, because one of us might have been at the Sphere in Vegas. Okay. I'm not saying who that was, but it was I was there. So they had to fill in for me, and thank you all very much for that. I was on vacation. So. But it was not a full meeting of the court. It was two of them met with them to be able to go over the discussions of this, of what we did. So, yes, absolutely.
So,
Thank you. We have clarification.
You always keep me out of trouble. Thank you.
Do you need any other explanation? Or?
No, I mean, I know what the program, I know what the issue is with it.
Okay.
I mean, it's these things, you know, it's just software and it's technology, and that they don't give us a whole lot of notification, and when they do, it's still not never enough. They do not follow a budgetary guideline of time frames, I can tell you. So, as frustrating as it is.
Well, that is Motorola.
Yeah, it is Motorola.
So we will.
3 years, we'll have to buy a new one. Yeah.
All right, so we will have that agenda on here from the actual funding side of it on the next court to where the funding is going to come from, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, line item transfer.
Other than that, we were going to take the piece of whoever makes the motion just so that we're going to fund it from other sources other than contingency at this
time.
So
moved to be funded from the sheriff's software and MIS and budget.
Let's give two of them. Let's give two of them. I don't know if you got enough money for two of them.
Let's share that a little bit.
All right. So I have a motion by one, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Another software item.
Yeah. All right. Item 24, please consider for discussion if possible to provide emergency funding for the cost of the VMware maintenance on the amount of $10,848.60. Ms. Lisa?
This is for the current Spillman server. In order to prolong it so it'll last until we get the new server, we need approval to do the VMware maintenance in the amount of
$10,848.60.
So moved.
Second. Right, motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion?
And where's that?
That will come from SO nice. Funds.
Oh, yeah. SO funds as well. Hey, Sheriff, man, you get
and authorize the judge. To sign the same.
He's got all the money already.
Yeah. Motion to authorize the judge to sign the same.
All right, so I have a motion and authorize the judge to sign the same. Well, 24 already had a motion by two in the second. I'm sorry. Yeah. Further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, you're done.
Thank you.
Some more software because there's a bunch in it too.
No doubt. All right, 25. Please consider for discussion and possible action purchase of a Ford F-250 truck for $56,909.20 from line item 001-681-5759-0 equipment greater than 5,000. This purchase was initially approved for purchase for $56,000, but the price increased with the updated quote. Of course it did.
So
All right. Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion?
I just wanted to mention that she had another quote that came in lower, and so she has the money in this line item already. And
okay.
So she's good with that in total, but we get y'all to approve because y'all specifically approved each line item.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 26, closed meeting held for Swain, Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding pending or threatened litigation. Multiple discrete matters will be discussed. Ms. Grimion, who would you like?
The first matter we'll discuss will be yourselves, me, Michelle Carroll, and the Sheriff.
With or without recording? Ms. Denise, with or without recording? With or without recording?
Without recording.
All right, we are open back up at 11:18 for any action deemed necessary.
I would invite a motion that the court authorize the assistant county attorney to submit a settlement offer on a threatened litigation matter and authorize the county judge to sign that paperwork once approved.
Okay. Motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor? All right, any other items out of that session? Okay. We will go 28, which is discussion and possible action regarding adjourning a commissioner's court meeting. I have a motion by four, a second by three. Any further discussion on that?
Absolutely not.
All in favor? We are adjourned at 11:19.